My name is Mark Borst, owner of Versatile Real Estate Solutions, co-founder of Impact Club, and your host on today's episode of Tri-Town Advice Givers. We are continually seeking out the brightest minds and the biggest hearts in our local community to offer them a chance to share their story with you, the audience. Today, we are in the Tri-Town Advice Givers studio in St. John, Indiana, with Barbara Gaderin Muckle. Good afternoon, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
To start out, I always ask my guests 30-second snippet of you before we get into the business.
Ooh, 30 seconds. Okay. Well,
I'm
a native of Northwest Indiana. I grew up in Hammond and Munster. I have been involved with Excel to Fitness for 2 years. And prior to that, Girls on the Run of Northwest Indiana, where I coached, and I am currently a board member. And that's what brought me to Excel to Fitness.
Okay. So just a side note, Girls on the Run was actually one of our presenters at Impact Club the first time we did it.
That's how I got.
Okay.
That's what led me. One of the things that led me to this.
Okay.
And that is an organization that is so near and dear to me.
Cool. So let's just jump into Excel to Fitness then. You said 2 years that you've been involved in it.
2 years. Okay. This is our fourth season. We have a spring and a fall season. So we go with the school year. So let me say a fall and a spring season because we go with the school year. Actually, we are going to pilot a summer camp program this summer also. Don't have all the details on that yet. So this is our fourth season, but it's been 2 years since I've been involved with Excel to Fitness. As a past coach with Girls on the Run of Northwest Indiana, saw the need for boys to have something that was equal to that program. And I researched it, and I saw how the creator of Girls on the Run, the original creator of Girls on the Run, was endorsing Stephen Vaughn, who is the creator of Excel to Fitness. They're both from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
And it just clicked. I said, this is exactly the program that we need. So I contacted him, and after my first conversation with him, I knew this was the program that we needed here in Northwest Indiana. So Excel to Fitness serves boys third through fifth grade. We do sixth grade, and we do and will pilot a junior high program also.
Okay.
Third through sixth grade, where we use the fundamentals of fitness to build the character that boys need to chase their dreams. We call our boys dream chasers.
Okay. So it is boys only then?
For right now,
okay,
it is boys only.
Okay.
There's something on the horizon with that, but it is for boys third through sixth grade.
So the brand itself, Excel to Fitness, how long has that been around?
6 years.
Okay.
It started in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're now, well, this fall we'll be in 8 states. We are currently in 6 states, and total in the 6 states, we have served 6,000 boys. And in our area here in Northwest Indiana, this is our fourth season. We are serving 120 boys this season, but we've totaled 369 boys in 4 seasons.
Unique numbers, like, so some of that comes back, those are counted once. So if they did fall and spring, that's one person still, or that's two people?
I'm still counting it as two people.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So that's actually pretty good numbers then for,
I think so,
for a short time.
I think so.
Yeah.
We're making quite an impact. We are seeing the fruits of our labor. The boys are having a great time with it. The coaches are loving the program. Parents are loving the program. And I was at a school the other day, and we're seeing how the older boys, a little bit older boys, fifth grade, sixth grade, are taking on leadership, their leadership skills, and helping the younger ones in the program.
Yeah, that's good. So it's all physical fitness then, though?
No.
Okay.
The program uses, we use the fundamentals of fitness, speed, agility, balance, cardio, and strength to build character. We're a curriculum-based program. This is our current curriculum.
Okay.
Every season, the curriculum changes. This is our current curriculum. And within the 12 sessions, because it's a 6-week program, within the 12 sessions, we work on leadership, goal setting, and teamwork. So a typical session will start with a quote. Then the boys will have a little bit of a discussion, something that's pertaining, say it's about teamwork, a little bit of discussion with that. And then they'll have a warm-up where they do a couple little exercises. But I just want to say to the side that any boy and every boy can do this program. You do not have to have athletic ability to do this program. We want all boys to be able to build their character, but we just use the fundamentals of fitness. So after their warm-up, then we have challenges, physical challenges. We give them a bag of equipment, which may have pool noodles, tennis balls, flow markers, spot markers, little mini hurdles. And it, within the curriculum, there'll be a challenge that maybe they have to roll a tennis ball to knock over a flow marker.
Okay.
Using like these little ladders, rope ladders, to do sidestepping frontward, backward, some little challenges. And then at the end of the session, they combine those challenges to have what we call a showdown. After the showdown, the boys are, they do a cool down, a little bit more character discussion about whatever the topic was of that session. And then they're on their way. We give them a healthy snack and they're on their way. Each one of these sessions, the 12 sessions, builds on the other.
Okay.
At the end of the six-week program, we host what's called the Dream Chaser Challenge Obstacle Course Race.
Cool.
And it's like their Super Bowl. We can say that. It's like their Super Bowl. We hosted at the Gene Shepherd Center in Hammond. So it's indoors. We learned after two seasons of being outside, which is awesome to be outside, but
never know.
You know how our weather here is in November and in May when we host this. So it can be kind of crazy. So I finally got smart. We hosted at the Gene Shepherd Center in Hammond, and they are so wonderful there for us. And we set up a little bit bigger obstacles.
Okay.
For the boys, made with PVC piping and connectors that we just buy at, you know, local places. And the boys compete against, each school competes against each other in an obstacle course race that they have to go through as a team. Because this is all about building teamwork skills.
Yeah. Cool. That's awesome. So each session, hour long or?
An hour to an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's an after school program. But we also have had recreational centers that have been in the program. So they've had maybe, they've had a session, they host it maybe on a Thursday and a Saturday because they're a recreational program. They can have it on a weekend. Churches can have a team. So again, they can have that on a weekend if they want, or, you know, during the week. A YMCA can have the program. A club can have a program.
So right now, is it at schools or... So it's at specific schools right now?
Right now, this season, we have six schools in the area.
Okay.
So they host it after school.
So six schools, 120 kids, so about 20 kids a school average.
Right, because we have a couple that maybe have 15, 13 to 15, then we have one school that has 31 boys. So you can have upwards of as many boys as you want in the program, but you have to have the coaching. That's the key, is we have to have, we have teachers, we have members of the community, we have parents that have coached in the past, but you have to have the coaches in order to have the team.
The million-dollar question in all sports. You have to have the volunteers behind it, the coaches, the referees, the organizers, the everything. So
the coaches are the lifeblood of this program, and they're invaluable. And most of them are teachers, and my hats are off to them because after spending the entire day at school, then they're taking their time, the hour, hour and 15 minutes twice a week to coach these boys in this program.
Okay. So the real, it's really about the teamwork and about the bigger aspect than the athletics. So the athletics is not the focus. It's just the foundation.
Exactly.
Okay.
It is, we're using the fundamentals of fitness to build their character.
Okay.
Boys love the movement. I'm a boy mom. I know I have a 25-year-old son. And part of the reason why I took on this program is because my son had every opportunity afforded to him. He was in baseball, he was in football, he was in theater, he was in speech and debate. He had everything available to him. And some kids in Northwest Indiana don't have that opportunity. So this is giving boys, whether they have athletic ability or not, to be in a program. But we use that fundamentals of fitness because boys want to move. They want the movement. There's a little character discussion, of course, because that's what we're trying to get across to them, but they want that movement. So we use that as their incentive to get the point across about leadership, goal setting, and teamwork.
And the competition too.
Oh, I mean,
the boys.
They love the competition. I love when I can go to a school and I like to go and I like to meet them, talk to them. Each boy gets a drawstring bag with a t-shirt, water bottle, headband, wristband, and they love that. And they get that towards the end of the season because they're going to wear the t-shirt at the Dream Chaser Challenge obstacle course race. But I like to take the wristbands within the first couple weeks and pass them out so I can meet the boys. They can see a face behind the program and I love them. And then I like to come back about mid-season toward the end in my workout clothes and actually do some of the challenges with them, which they get a great kick about because they love that competition. And I think some of them think that because I've brought this program to Northwest Indiana that, you know, I'm really athletic and really I'm not. I mean, I work out, I run, I love sports, but they can really pull one over on me in those challenges. It's great.
That's good. So the school, the six schools, do you mind saying which schools they are?
No, not at all. I have Harrison and McKinley in East Chicago, Longfellow Elementary in Griffith. I think they're right on the border of Griffith, but I think they have a Griffith address, or we're going to call them Griffith. Morton Elementary in Hammond, Johnston and Warren Elementary in Highland.
Okay. I'm assuming that any school can contact you and...
Any school.
Okay.
Any club.
Yeah.
Any recreational center, we have no boundaries with that. Anybody and everybody can be a part of this program. Any boy can do this program. We encourage teamwork. We encourage the competition, but that's not what we focus on, even at the Dream Chaser Challenge. Now, of course, the boys want to know who had the fastest time going through the obstacle course race. So they get to go through it twice and they're timed. And we do announce who had the fastest time, but that, again, that's not what we focus on.
Right.
And at the end of the competition, it's not only that they get to go through it as a team, and that's really so wonderful to witness and to watch, but at the end, their coaches present them with a dog tag that says, I'm a dream chaser. Cool. So it's their medal. It's their, we have the war paint. We have, you know, faux hawks that we spray paint for them. We have a couple vendors that come to the Dream Chaser Challenge. We're always looking for vendors for that. But to watch them go through this as a team, to see other teams cheering on, you know, teams from one school cheering on teams from another school, it's just, it's wonderful. And then to see them being presented with the dog tag. They don't know about that right now, but they get so excited when they see that. It's their medal. Their medal.
Their completion, their badge of honor. So the end event, is it school against school at that point?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Or like I said, we had a recreational center that was part of our program two seasons ago and they competed. And so it doesn't matter if your team is big, if you have seven or eight on a team, or if you have 40 on a team, it doesn't matter because the times are combined and averaged. And so each school or each team has a chance to have a fast time or, you know, to, I don't want to even say to win the competition, but that's what they want to hear, that they've, you know, that they've won the competition. Last year, one of the best moments, or I want to say in the fall season, one of our best moments was a school that had 11 boys, but only seven were able to come to the Dream Chaser Challenge. And we had another school that had 21 boys, and without any prompting, the team with the 21 boys finished their obstacle course, moved over to the side and started cheering on the team that only had seven boys. And that was a pretty big moment for me.
Yeah.
Because I can see that they're having that impact of what it means, not only to work as a team within your school, but to work as a team within the community.
Sure.
And know that that's part of it. That's what this is about.
And I think that's huge, like in everything that's going on in society right now, how important that is.
Every day, I'm reminded of how important a program like this is. And when we instill this in children at a young age, at 8 years old, years old, you pray that it sticks with them. But we're seeing that now that it is. I mean, we have boys at, I think it's at Longfellow, that they were one of our first schools that came on board with Excel the Fitness. So some of those boys are now going to be going into the junior high because They've had it now for four seasons, and they've told their coaches, we don't want to go to junior high unless we can have it there. So I told them, if there's someone that'll coach at your junior high, we will have the program there for you. That's because the curriculum is written for any age can do it.
Yeah.
And because you don't have to have the athletic ability, the challenges, they can do the challenges also.
Right.
But we're seeing if we get them at that young age, at that third grade, that it's sticking with them.
That's good.
And they're carrying that on with them as they go. And they do have, they have to do some community involvement, whether it's cleaning up their school, making cards for veterans or something. Yeah. We ask that they give back to the community in some way. That's why I loved at the Dream Chaser Challenge in the fall when we saw one school cheering on another school. It made me more aware that these boys are becoming more aware of their community and what is around them.
Yeah. And so just back to the curriculum real quick. So every coach is on the same curriculum, obviously. So all the six schools are doing the same thing the same week throughout the 12 sessions.
All schools in all six states that do Excel the Fitness are on the same curriculum.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, some states have started a couple weeks prior to us, like Southwest Florida. There's a chapter in Southwest Florida, and they're having their Dream Chaser Challenge this Saturday. Well, for obvious reasons, their weather is better, so they could start a little bit sooner. Maybe their school year is a little bit different. But every school, every club, every organization that is involved in Excel the Fitness this season has this curriculum, and we go by this curriculum.
So the season, when are the seasons for you, like date-wise?
This season started April 9th. And will end May 18th with our Dream Chaser Challenge being held on May 19th. So it's 6 weeks. And what we kind of work backwards from that. So I set the Dream Chaser Challenge for May 19th. We worked back 6 weeks to when that would be the season. And then prior to the season, we had a 3 week registration period. So when they came back from Christmas or holiday break, and we try to work spring break. We know spring break is in there and all those different breaks. So I think actually our registration was probably 4 weeks, but one of those weeks was spring break. So it gives them a chance to think about it, to get the registrations in, and then the season starts. Now in the fall, I've already booked the Gene Shepherd Center. I believe it's Saturday, November 13th. I'd have to look on my calendar, and then we'll work backwards from that.
Sure.
6 weeks for the season and then the registration.
So how is the buy-in from the schools? Are they excited about it? Do they like get on board and help you promote?
Yes. I go around to physically as many schools as I can during the off season, of course, and with packets of information. I will talk to everybody and anybody wherever I am, whether it be in the grocery store, whether it be when I'm working out, anywhere and everywhere, I will talk to everybody about this program.
Yeah.
But I do drop off packets of information to the schools and ask that, you know, give me 10 minutes tops and I can tell you about the program and what it's about. And again, it all comes down to they're very excited about it and they'd love to have it. It's about getting the coaches because it's all it's volunteer.
Okay.
So having someone volunteer to coach the program, we have a training, we do an online training, and I like to do it like gather the coaches and do like a personal kind of going over the training where we tweak that as we go along too. But we do have an online training. So if they can't make it to the, the physical
training,
they at least
have some guidance.
They've got the guidance and it's 1 hour and 15 minute training. But, you know, we offer that. I make sure that the equipment gets to the schools, the curriculums get to the coaches, and most schools are on board. They want to do the program. But again, we're always looking for coaches and the volunteers. There is a registration fee for the boys. However, no boy will ever be turned away due to financial hardship, ever. I also go to all businesses, my personal friends, anybody and everybody, and like the Impact Club, possibly for sponsorship, for donations, for, as we call them, for scholarships for boys that can't afford to be in the program.
Okay.
Because no boy will ever be turned away due to financial hardship.
That's good. So let's jump right into that. So you mentioned donations. So you're a 501c3?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And as far as you said, the coaches are volunteers, so it's yourself and that's pretty much the company?
That's for our Northwest right. Indiana chapter.
Right.
Yes. I also have, and I'm building a board. So I do have three people that are part of my board right now that help. And I have, like I said, friends that volunteer that will keep score at the Dream Chaser Challenge. I have several people that come and help build out for the obstacles for the Dream Chaser Challenge okay. and then do tear down afterwards. I mean, the coaches sure. obviously help too, but yeah. I do have a slew of volunteers. I have a neighbor that comes over and helps me sort t-shirts and fill the packs. I mean, people
There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that
people want to be a part of. They said, I can't coach, but I will help you with this or I will help you with that. I absolutely appreciate more than they even know to be able to do that. It's invaluable to me.
So you said you were with Girls on the Run, kind of looking for a boys option. Was there any other things that you looked at, or as soon as you saw this and learned about this, was that it? Or did you consider other things at the beginning?
Well, that's kind of interesting because I started with Girls on the Run of Northwest Indiana as a coach back in 2012 when my son was already, I think he was a freshman or sophomore in college. And I thought, what a great organization to be a part of. You know, I had a friend that said, you love kids and you love to run. Why don't you be a part of this program? And I didn't even think about what do the boys do?
Right.
I didn't even think about that. I was just pretty much immersed in that. And then every season, at least a half a dozen boys would pop their heads into the gym and say, why can't we be a part of this? Because you're not a girl. Sorry. You know, I'm sure there's something else for you. And as a boy mom, I don't know why I didn't really even think about that. So I did research it maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. And actually, Excel to Fitness came up on my radar. And by radar, I mean, Facebook. And I thought, oh, that's an interesting program.
Yeah.
Interesting. It had only been around for a couple years. And the timing for me wasn't right. I'm a firm believer in timing. And there's a reason why everything happens. And so the timing just wasn't right for me. So I continued to look and just really did not connect with anything until Excel to Fitness once again came up on my Facebook newsfeed. I'm just going to say it. It came up on my Facebook newsfeed. And I saw the original creator of Girls on the Run, Molly Barker, who I've met and love, and she is so wonderful. And she was shaking hands and endorsing Stephen Vaughn, who is the creator of Excel to Fitness. And that's when it hit me. Oh, this is it. Now, this is the second time this is coming up for me in several right. years. And if these two are connecting, mm-hmm. then there's a reason. And after my first conversation, like I said previously, after my first conversation with him, I knew. This was the program that was going to have the impact that I wanted it to have in Northwest Indiana.
Cool. So right now, obviously you're spreading the word every way you can, you said. Are there any other big hurdles that you're having to jump over?
Well, it's interesting you should say that. We like to call them obstacles because that's part of what this program is about and why we use the obstacle course race as their big, like I said, Super Bowl, because life has obstacles. Everything has an obstacle, and we learn to get around that. We learn to overcome our obstacles. Sure, there always are obstacles. One of the big obstacles that is finding sponsors, finding donors, because, there are so many things out there that businesses and even private citizens donate to. I donate to a lot of different things. I'm involved in different things. So that is one of our biggest obstacles. We were able to, and I'm so happy to say, secure 4 local sponsors, t-shirt sponsors this season.
Oh, cool.
Because we have different levels of sponsorship in Excel to Fitness. So we have 4 t-shirt sponsors. We have Pawn Chiropractic and Wellness. They're in Highland. They're an amazing business and an amazing family. And I myself do acupuncture there, and that's been life-changing. So I'm just going to throw that out there. Meyer Store, number 170, that's in Highland.
Okay.
They've been a sponsor for us. This is now going on the 4th season. We also have the Communities and Schools. They're in East Chicago. They're of Lake County, but their office is in East Chicago. And we're actually a program within their program. They're an after school program.
Okay.
And we're actually within their program, which is really awesome. And WJOB.
Nice.
Love them.
Yeah.
And I advertise with them. I have been on their Facebook interview with Ron Harlow in the afternoon, and they're a big supporter of Excel the Fitness also. So we're very, very happy with that. Those are huge hurdles,
yeah,
though, because, you know, we're small, we're growing, people yeah are knowing us, they're knowing the name Excel the Fitness, but that's always a huge hurdle. And of course, again, coaches,
yeah,
you know, getting people to give up more of their time,
mm-hmm,
you know, that they've already are involved in lots of different things in the fall and in the spring.
So say a school says they want to do it. So then do you let the school try to find the coach, or do you come step in and try to find the coach?
The first thing is that we always want to have someone within the school, which is great because the kids seem to respond to, whether it be a coach, okay, or a parent, they seem to respond really well to that. Now, I'm going to tell you from experience, I was just a member of the community when I started coaching with Girls on the Run. I started coaching at Longfellow. I didn't even know that that school existed, but I loved it. And the girls responded really well to me and to my other coaches. But we try to go within the school. So okay, teachers are always our, I want to say, our number one, just because they're there. They're familiar with the right kids. They're familiar with the surrounding. But if they don't have someone that can volunteer their time within the school, then I will find someone for them. And of course, okay, they're background checked.
Yeah.
And we'll find them because okay, I'm pretty good at reeling people in for things.
Right.
And once they're in and they volunteer their time and they see what we're about, they love it.
Yeah. And once they get around the kids too, like, you know, 20 yeah kids that need yeah a coach, and yeah it's hard to say no to that.
Yeah. And the yeah kids, they're looking to these coaches. These are people that are showing up for them, men or women. I mean, I have both men and women coaches that are showing up for them twice a week for 6 weeks, and they're counting on that. And yeah they love that. So yeah, they're looking to them. Now I'm going to tell you, I have girls that I coached in Girls on the Run. So they were in grade school that are now in junior high and are now coming back to help their dads, their junior coaching with their dads at a school.
Yeah, that's cool.
To within Excel the Fitness, which is really heartwarming to me.
Yeah, that's cool. And I didn't even realize the Girls on the Run does after school too.
Yes.
They do it in the
yes
school after
yes
school. Okay. Any podcast, book, or anything that you've read or listened to that's given you a big aha moment that's helped Excel the Fitness recently?
Let me see. I read, and that was probably almost 2 years ago, Prime to Perform.
Okay.
And I cannot think of who the author is right now. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
But it was recommended by Stephen Vaughn,
okay,
who created this program. And it was about creating a culture of how business and who we want to do business with and how we want to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And it really works well within a nonprofit also. So I highly recommend that book.
Cool. I've never heard of that book.
So. Yeah, it's really good. Again, I can't think of who the name of that is. I also love Tim Ferriss.
Okay.
I love him to where I have all of his books. I listen to his podcasts. Tools of Titans, excellent. Just little blurbs from successful people that
yeah
have created an excellent culture within their business or their nonprofit. So I'm an avid follower of Tim Ferriss, definitely. And currently, actually, Dr. Joe Pond from Pond Chiropractic recommended a book. It's with TED Talks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just starting that book.
Okay.
And I can't remember. Speaking Like TED, I think it is called.
Okay.
Talking
yeah
Like TED, something
uh-huh
like that. Because I love TED Talks
yeah
also. So
yeah
anytime I can
cool
you know, listen in on one of those, I do.
Yeah, those are all.
Yeah.
All drawing. The TED Talks, I like them because they're short and, you know,
mm-hmm
whatever, 7-8 minutes and
mm-hmm
packed full of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But then I could listen to Ferriss when he goes on for 2 hours in a podcast too, so.
I love to listen to him while I'm running.
Yeah.
Because it takes my mind off of, wait, I have one more mile to go. Oh, no. Then I can listen to that and he's funny.
Yeah.
And really gets his point across.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one things with podcasts that I've started doing is I actually put it on 1.25 speed.
Mm.
And some of them I actually 1.5, but for Tim, 1.25. So I can listen to him faster and I still get it. So
thank you for that tip.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Outside of business, what kind of stuff do you do? What occupies your time?
I love running.
Okay.
I'm not fast, but I do love running. So I
outside
do that
or inside?
I love outside.
Yeah.
But when it's icky out.
You're not one of those crazy ones in the shorts in 20 degree weather? Or?
No. I will run in 40 degree weather outside as long as there's no snow pelting me in the face. I will do that. I love, love, love for about 2 years now. I've been working out at Studio Bar.
Okay.
And there's one right across the street here. They
yeah,
just
is
opened
that open
St.
yet?
John. Yep.
Yeah.
St.
Okay.
John Cherivel, they're calling it. And that is an amazing workout. And I love it. I'm almost obsessed with that workout. I love to read. I love spending time with my son when I can. He lives and works in Detroit.
Okay.
So when I can spend time with him, I love
that. Was that about a 5 hour drive?
About 4.5, 5 hour drive. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Not horrible.
No, not at all. I'm trying to work on him getting closer here, but I love that. I love spending time with family and obviously and friends.
Cool. Anything that I didn't ask you that you want to talk about?
Not that I can think of right now, except that I would love for every school, recreational center, church, club, whatever, to be involved in Excel the Fitness and contact me.
And to wrap up, where should we contact you?
You can contact me at www.x2f.org/NW Indiana.
Okay.
You can call me at 219-595-X. CEL, awesome phone number. Check out our website at x2f.org. I mean, just even the international one, and it'll take you right to the Northwest Indiana page.
Okay.
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. So if you just type in x2f.org, Northwest Indiana, you'll find us on all those places. But please, please, please get a hold of me, get involved any way you can.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.